because it takes a saved person to get saved. And you know what the moral of the story is? We are the hope for America. We are the hope for this world. God has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. Are we going to let him down? Are we going to be that employee? Well, it's like, well, I committed unto him that job. But you know what? I better check up because he probably didn't do it. We should be faithful ambassadors. He's committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Let's get out there and do it, because Judas isn't going to do it for us. The Gideons aren't going to do it for us. Okay, we've got to get out there and do it as God's people. We've got to preach them the word of God. Yes, unsaved people can plant the seed. Yes, God can use it. Yes, God's word is quick and powerful, and it can get people thinking. It can get people, but it cannot get them across the finish line. Because somebody at some point along the way is going to have to preach it to them in a way they can understand. And they're going to have to piggyback off of the Holy Spirit's power of the soul winner. And you know what? This is the thing that kind of blew my mind, too, about saying Judas had the most people saved. You know what you're basically saying? That the fullness of the Holy Spirit's not going to make you a better soul winner. Basically what you're saying. Because you can have a guy who's just totally unsaved and he's getting the maximum results. What? Like, because to me, I thought that even if we're both saved, right? Let's say two of us are saved, right? Come on up here, Daniel. You know, so let's say we got two saved soul winners, right? We're both saved. So do we both have the capability to get someone saved? Yes. But let's say he's right with God and I'm not. He's filled with the Spirit. I'm not. Let's say I'm super carnal and worldly and he's reading his Bible, praying, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, filled with the Spirit. Who's going to get more people saved, me or him? Well, no, because we both spent the same hours out soul winning. We both talked to the same amount of people. Who's going to get the most souls saved? Why? Because getting people saved is a spiritual act, and the fullness and power of the Holy Spirit is going to make you more effective. Have a seat. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit at all, you're not going to do anything at all. Last time I checked, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Didn't Jesus say, I'm the vine, you're the branches, you've got to abide in the vine in order to bring forth fruit, and without me, you can do nothing. Unless your name's Judas, you can just kick butt without me. This is the kind of garbage from ignorant, imbecile preachers. You got to be saved to get someone saved, folks. It's our job. It's my job. It's your job. It's not just my man, woman, boy, girl. It's all of our job. We're the hope for our neighbors. We're the hope for our loved ones. We're the hope for our co-workers. God has committed us the ministry of reconciliation. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word, Lord. And Lord, what an amazing job you've given us, Lord. And thank you so much for giving us the most important job of being your ambassador and sharing the gospel. And Lord, what a blessing it is to get people saved. And Lord, I'm blessed to have the 11 physical children that you've given me, Lord. And I'm thankful for my 11 children. And Lord, I'm also thankful for the spiritual children that you've allowed me to produce. And Lord, I know there are people in this auditorium, hundreds of people, they've got their own spiritual children out there, Lord. And we're thankful that you've given us this important task. Help us to be reliable and trustworthy in our job. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.